You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Thank you very much, Luke. 248-539-9797. And if you're just getting up and maybe you're headed somewhere for the weekend, make sure you drive safely, fly safely, wherever you're going. And thanks for listening. Stoney in for Jim Costa, John, Heather, Greg Hargrave is here. The Gov is off, and we're talking about last weekend. I was an officiant at my nephew's wedding and how nervous I was. And I usually don't get nervous about a lot of stuff, and I was sweating. I was just
sweat through the shirt?
No, I don't think I sweated through the shirt, but okay. We were asking what's the most nervous you've ever been. All right, here we go. Here's some more text, and we'll get to the calls in a second. The most nervous I've ever been was asking for my father-in-law for his blessing. Mm. You knew my wife would say yes, but fathers are different. We've been married for 3 years, and when it's that time for my daughter, I'm going to make that boy crap his pants. Yeah. That's Corin from Columbus.
Yeah.
Driving over both the Zewaukee Bridge and Mackinac Bridge is extremely nerve-wracking. That's John from Anchor Bay.
There's a lot of people with phobias of bridges.
Yeah.
The most nervous I've been in my life is testifying in a courtroom that I deserve to have my daughters full time.
Oh.
It took almost a decade to get people, judges, attorneys to listen to my case, and we were finally rewarded. That nervousness turned into tears of joy that I still have today. Love your show, and everybody, take care of each other out there. That's from Chris in Linden. And waiting 3 months for my bar exam results. That's from AJ.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can imagine, because I know how my daughter was for the CPA, how nervous she was. Mm-hmm. It all worked out wonderfully. All right. Let's go to Brian. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning. So the most nervous I was, my brother asked me to give the best man speech at his second wedding, and the girl he was marrying, her and her family didn't really like me, which is understandable. But I opened the speech with, welcome back, everyone, here we are again. And I didn't really get a warm welcome from everyone.
Oh, that would have been funny. I like that.
I was drunk because it was open bar. And I don't remember the rest of the speech, but I was just nervous because everyone was staring at me like they wanted to kill me.
I think that's a good line, actually.
Yeah. There's probably some dynamics there that would make that uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I get it. Let's say hello to Paul in Wixom. What's up, Paul?
How you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
So I was an officiant at a wedding, and I knew that the bride had an affiliation to John Jansen. and something to do with recruiting. I knew he'd be at the wedding, so I'm up front preparing for the ceremony, and the first person that walks in is Lloyd Carr. Sits right down in front, looks at me and says, "You nervous?" I said, "Well, I wasn't, but I sure am now."
So, was it a former teammate of John's?
No.
Oh, okay.
So Steve and Annette Curry.
Ah, yeah. Uh-huh. The Wozniaks.
It was a very fun wedding, but I had no idea that Lloyd Carr was going to be there. So I've got, and being a U of M graduate, it was pretty exciting. I've got some good photos with John and Lloyd. It was a great day.
Oh, yeah. John once told me he went
Lisa
to some
would have been there. That would have met my wife Lisa as well. It was before we were married.
Hey, Paul, John told me he went to some wedding that everybody was at. He said the guy who did the performance ceremony was awful. Yeah. Maybe that
was terrible.
Thanks, Paul.
Paul did a great job. That was one of the more fun weddings I've ever been at.
Kevin, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, so most nervous for me, my wife and I were getting doing our family get together before our wedding. Was already nervous because both our fathers did not like each other. Oh. One was a judge, one was a lawyer.
Oh.
Did not like each other. But here's the crazy part. When we get there and my wife and myself, we get in, her grandmother, my grandmother come in. They know each other. We come to find out that me and my wife are actually cousins. So now we have to wait to find out the genealogical tree of where we are and everything. So it took about a week before us to find out how far her cousins we were before we got married.
Wow. What was the answer?
What was the answer?
Oh, we good. We good. We've been married for 28 years.
No. No, how many, what cousins are you?
We're like three or four away from cousins.
Okay. I guess. And wow. This is in West Virginia, so yeah, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, the toothbrush state.
How many generations would you need removed to marry your cousin?
Wow. Can you imagine getting that news as the family starts to arrive and grandma and grandma know each other? And
hey, cuz.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, it depends.
Gosh.
Is she a 10? Is she an 8? Is she a 7?
Yeah, I mean, how hot is she? Yeah. I mean, it might depend on how far removed she needs to be.
Wow.
There's some scale. There's an XY scale
that
needs
to
be graphed out.
All right, 248-539-9797. John, once again, and it probably won't happen. It probably will happen next year. But the Detroit Lions, as we all know, since the schedule came out last week, will not be going overseas or even to Brazil to play some football this year.
No.
But next year, I think they probably will.
Yeah, and I believe there's 7 matchups this year's overseas, and the countries that they'll be in are Brazil, England, Germany, Ireland, and Spain. Now, England, that's happened many times. Mm-hmm. And we saw Brazil, I think it was last year for the first time. Mm-hmm. We've seen Germany. I don't know that the NFL, the new ones are Ireland and Spain this year, correct?
Yes.
No, that we've had college football games in Ireland before. But so those are the 5 different countries that they'll be playing in this year. And Roger Goodell this past week at the owners' meetings was asked about the schedule and how many games, they would be playing, and this is what he had to say. So a very polished answer, and gave all the reasons, which we know, and it's basically money.
Yeah, it's like anything else in life.
Yeah, it makes the world go round, and it makes the NFL go around the world. The question to the fans are, do you like this? Because I can give you the player's perspective, and a lot of players have voiced their concerns about traveling as far as they need to travel to some of these countries, have a play a game, turn around and travel back. I think it's a terrible idea from a player's perspective. But I'm curious what the fans think, because if they go to 16 games, that basically means, if they do it equitably, everybody in the course of their football season, every football team will play overseas at least one game.
Right. 16 times 2 is 32.
You got 32 teams. Yes. Yeah. And so as fans, Do you like this? With especially with the possibility, now it's probably going to be structured so that the team that plays 9 home games, they're giving up a home game so that it'll only be 8, which we've always traditionally had, at least since they went to 16 games, but now it's 17.
It'll be 18 shortly.
Yeah. Do you want it? Are you okay with giving up one of the your home games for an international destination? Is this something that American fans want to travel to? Is this good for the game? I think is probably more the better question. Is this good for the NFL?
I think it's great for the NFL. It just gives them, you know, worldwide exposure, and you never know how that, you know, over the years, you may have, we're seeing a couple now, but maybe more actually kids play football over there. They come over and play college here, and, you know, like happens in basketball, and you get some talented players. That's possible. For me as a fan, as a former season ticket holder, and I know the way how expensive season tickets and tickets in general are, if you can give me one less payment, one less game, I'm okay with that. Yeah, I mean, if I'm paying, I mean, what are the Lions right now, from what I understand, like standing room only tickets, face value.
Right.
There's like $300 right now. Mm-hmm. So if I have, you know, 2 tickets, not standing room, but let's say they're $400, if I can save $800, I'll give up one of my 9 home games to save almost $1,000 if I have 2 tickets. Absolutely.
I want as many home games at home as possible. I understand the expense on fans, but it's and a vast majority of NFL fans are watching on TV.
Correct.
They're not actually in the stadium.
Right.
So
it affects
it affects you less if you're watching on TV.
It affects you because most of these games have been historically at like 9:30 in the morning, so that might be different. It might be better for you.
Well, I do like, and this is where I'm kind of stuck in between as a fan. You wake up on Sunday morning, and now you've got games at 9:30, 1, 4 o'clock, and 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. From a player's perspective, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. Now, sports have taken me places never thought I would go. As a player, I played in Japan. It was a preseason game at that time. It wasn't a regular season game. And it was the way that they structured it when I was with Washington. We basically went out, flew to Japan 3 days before the game. I had no idea what time of day it was, which end was up, which end was down. We played a game, and albeit just a preseason game, then we have instantly got on a plane and came back. I didn't get a chance to see a lot. I didn't get a chance to experience it. Now, if you're going to be there for a week, that changes it a little bit. But mid-season, having to travel 12 hours. Now, I know it's not 12 hours to go to London, but some of these, they are long flights.
Most of them are 6-7 hours, okay? So if you're playing on the West Coast and have a 3.5 or 4 hour flight, so you're talking 3 extra hours. All right, 248-539-9797. Are you okay with the NFL goes to 16 international games a year?
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. If you've been thinking about getting a hot tub, you got to listen up. This is your moment. You want to go visit Beninati Pool and Spa. Their team of experts will walk you through all of the options, and they'll hook you up with a tub that is perfect for your family. For me, Beninati made the entire process a breeze. They found a tub that was just right for me and my family. They delivered it, installed it, and have been there to help with maintenance, too. And for us, having a hot tub has been a total game changer. You know, my husband and I are using it after workouts for recovery, but the kids love it too. So we've been using it on the weekends with them, having some fun and relaxing. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica, right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have a brand new showroom in Clinton Township, right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met by Beninati experts who will personalize your experience and help you find the right hot tub. And get this, if you mention my name, they're going to take $500 off your purchase just like that. Visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by the Utica or Clinton Township location and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Listen to Roger Goodell sing. I want to be international. The NFL, according to Goodell, wants eventually to be 16 international games.
Mm-hmm.
Each team will play once overseas. I got no problem with it. But then again, I'm not a player. And I do think they have to figure it out where the team that you don't start it till like week three or whatever, and the teams that play have a bye week the following week, which they try to do, but it doesn't happen all the time.
Right.
I think that's unfair.
I think it's just another way for them to show that they don't really care. I mean, it's all about, you know, the concussions, like health and wellness of the players. It's at the forefront. Yeah. No, it's not.
Just be honest.
Hey, yeah, look, you're going from 16 to 17 games, which I didn't have a problem with. I mean, it's more paychecks going to 17 to 18. And I that's where I start to have a bigger problem. But then you throw in these international games and the travel that it entails. It just it's not something as a player. And this goes to, I've said this before, it is by far the weakest union of all professional sports. And it's embarrassing. And I think this is just another highlight of how embarrassing that union has been.
And it's crazy because it's the most popular and most economically sound sport there is. All right, some ticket text, then we'll go to the phones. I think every team should host games in the same spot each year. Like the Lions have the Germany connection. Whenever they're the home team, play in Germany and grow the secondary base for each team. Pepper says, not a fan at all. The unnecessary stress it puts on teams to do all that extra traveling is not worth it. I wouldn't be surprised if the teams that played internationally had a higher chance of losing the next game they play. Well, if that's why you need the bye afterwards. I like it. If they give the two teams that are overseas a batch of tickets that they can buy exclusively, if the Lions went to Ireland or England, I'm there. I think it's kind of cool. It gives people who never had the needed the impetus to go and overseas or whatever. I know a friend of mine went and saw the Giants play over there with his sons, and they
if it's a reason like for a travel, week. Sure.
Yeah. If you made week one all international games, you get more local fans who actually travel. It's a vacation, and they are desperate to see their team play the first game. It's a pain when it's like week eight. I don't know if you want to do that.
If they were to make it week one, it would seem awkward to start the entire NFL season overseas, spread out around the world. But in terms of being able to travel, like that's done before kids are in school.
Yes, no doubt. Tim in Flushing, what's up?
Hey, guys. So my brain logically extends out illogically. So I'll try and put it this way.
Join the club.
From a fan perspective, well, I know I've got company. But the question, the problem I have is this. From a fan's perspective, you have more games, more entertaining. I'm not getting up at 9 or 9:30 to watch a game in Brisbane, Australia, or something like that. I'm just not. But from a player's perspective, John, I see exactly what you're talking about in terms of how, first of all, you talk about the health and wellness of these guys. They had more games, it gives more chances and more hits. And, yeah, I mean, the head could take a beating. But my biggest problem, I guess what I logically extend this thing out, and after listening to Goodell's comments, it seems maybe he's driving at some point to start putting teams over somewhere else. And if he does that, and I'm a player playing in Detroit, Cleveland, Indianapolis, I don't want to get traded to Berlin, Germany, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And yeah, maybe I'm thinking too far ahead. But it seems to me, after his comments, it seems to me that may be where his brain might be going.
It might be, and I hope that's not the case.
Yeah. I mean, they've talked about that. He's addressed that before, and he's never said, no, that's not going to happen.
Right. Or a Super Bowl over there. Hunter in Fowlerville, you got the last word.
Hey, what's going on, guys? First, I just moved back from Alaska in October. And I will say, I'm not a huge fan of international games because, like, the vibe of the game itself feels off. However, waking up at 9 or waking up early at, like, 8:30 to watch a 9:30 game and then spending the rest of your day watching football, so much better than waking up, you know, waiting around all morning, watching at 1 o'clock, and then finishing up at, you know, midnight when the primetime games are finally over. I think that maybe I'm in the minority thinking this, but it is so much better for the day, just waking up and the whole day's football versus – you know, spending that 1 o'clock to midnight time watching football. Again, maybe I'm in the minority, but
I love the line in the 9:30 start, the times the Lions have been there, but I'm not a person who goes to church. There are people who would screw up with their
services. Religious schedule.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. All right, it's time for news, and here's Heather.
All right, I'm going to start with a little spoiler alert, I guess, if you're a big Survivor fan. Don't listen, but a University of Michigan law school graduate just won season 48 of Survivor. So if you missed it, I just ruined it for you. 31-year-old Kyle Frazier, a former teacher, and then went on and graduated from the University of Michigan Law School in 2021, won $1 million competing on the show. He kept the fact that he was an attorney a secret to all of the players until the finale. You know, because you could lie. You can do anything you want on that show. You could create a whole nother profession up until the very, very end. So what's also very cool.
Why would it matter for the
Well, because
game.
Maybe people wouldn't. You
like
already,
you if you were an attorney?
Sure. Maybe they don't like you. Maybe they think, oh, you're already doing pretty well in your life. You don't need this $1 million. Here I am. I don't know. You can create the persona you'd like to be perceived as any way you want on that show. But kind of a cool stat. This season marks the third straight that a person from Michigan is the winner. So really cool. Last season, Rachel Lamont from Southfield won. And then the season before that, Mackenzie Petty from Gibraltar won as well. So
I remember way back when Keith Famey, the chef, was on there years and Clarence Black, who actually worked at WDFM with us.
Oh, okay.
And he was in episode, I think, season 3, like, got caught stealing rice.
Clarence has played in the softball game with
us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I used to love Survivor. I mean, it's been on, like I said, 48 seasons. I remember when it was on in high school, we used to have Survivor parties. Like, it was really
major events around the last episode.
Yep.
I've never spent much time watching it.
I love Survivor. I haven't watched it recently, but during the pandemic, I binge watched a whole bunch of them. Okay, if you've got cucumbers at home, beware. Dozens of people across several states, including Michigan, have been sickened with salmonella. linked to cucumbers. So right now, a Florida grower is voluntarily recalling their cucumbers because of possible contamination. All infections are linked to these specific cucumbers grown. John's over here giggling, I think, because I'm saying cucumbers.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, he is.
Not sure why.
No, I'm just,
I mean, I can only imagine.
Okay, use your imagination.
I've figured it yes. out.
But they have to be eaten, right?
Well, no, you don't want to eat them.
No, I know, but the risk is if you eat them.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's true. Okay, so all the infections.
I'm just thinking they've seen an Animal House in the supermarket with Dean Wormer and his wife.
You know, I've never seen it.
You haven't seen Animal House?
No.
It still holds up today.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I think I had it on VHS.
It couldn't be made today.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I can't remember it if I've seen it. Anyway, beware. They're all from this Bender Growers in Florida. Obviously, no deaths have been reported, but 2 cases reported here in Michigan. So far, 26 cases and 9 people hospitalized. So if you've got them, I guess throw them out. Here's kind of a scary headline. Half of parents are still helping their adult children financially. Maybe not that shocking, but when you hear 50% of American parents, John's still laughing. According to a recent study, 83% of supporting parents contribute to their adult children's monthly groceries. That's shocking.
Oh boy.
65% help with cell phones, and nearly half pay for vacations. What? Overall, the average support per child was $1,474 per month, which is more than last year, and that's due to inflation.
So what constitutes an adult child? Is this just somebody who's like 21,
sure.
just fresh out of school?
So Gen Z receives the most financial support over any other generation. That's 18 to 28-year-olds.
Okay.
Adult in that generation.
Guilty.
Oh, but yeah, but okay, your daughters are
25,
just getting started in life. I mean, that seems to be a little bit more understandable.
Millennials are apparently still getting help. That's 29 to 44-year-olds. They say Gen X, which you're in, rarely receive any financial assistance. That's 45 to 60-year-olds.
Yeah. If you're 30 to 44 years old, I mean, you're grow up. Be on your own.
You'd like to be, yes. Mm-hmm. But sometimes circumstances.
Yes. Sure, circumstantially, yes. But we're talking about a large number on a large number of people.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
All right. Thank you very much, Heather. The telephone number here is 248-539-9797. A coaching legend who many people around here can't stand actually has something nice to say about the University of Michigan. 97 on the tip.
Hey, speaking of helping your adult children, maybe you need a separate account for your adult child. At First Merchants Bank, they believe that the real value comes from building strong communities, families, and relationships. With their new branch opening in the Fitzgerald neighborhood of Detroit, First Merchants Bank is excited to offer a banking experience that's welcoming, attentive, and dependable. Their easy to use, secure, and highly rated app makes everyday banking a breeze, allowing you to manage your accounts on the go. And their local attentive bankers are your partners in success. They take the time to get to know you, give sound advice, and provide solutions that work for you. In fact, it's exactly what they've done for me over the years, as well as my family, even though they're not adult children. That's why they're my personal financial partner. With a passion for fostering community development, their team is committed to helping you and your neighborhood prosper. Experience the difference of banking with an award-winning bank that truly cares about your financial journey. You can visit them at firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald to learn more about how they can help support you as well. That's firstmerchants.com/Fitzgerald. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And the Guardians go on to shut out the Tigers 7-0. 5 hits the Tigers had. They struck out 12 times. Kind of looked like early in the season this year, real early, and a lot of last year. But, you know, it happens. It's a long season. Still lead the Central Division by 5 games. And, you know, John, if they go 2-2 at the 4, hold pace with Cleveland, that's fine.
Sure.
You know, you'd like them to obviously win a series, but just don't start getting the habit of losing series. You know, they had a big chance, bases loaded in the 8th. With no outs.
Well, thankfully, that has not become a habit
correct.
Of this team.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost that opening game to St. Louis, responded with 2 really mm-hmm. good wins after that. So I expect the same.
Yep.
A good response.
Hopefully, Jackson Jobe on the hill tonight. Got to give kudos to Tanner Bibee of the Cleveland Guardians. 3 hits, like 8 strikeouts, just 1 walk. He was unbelievable. And as I pointed out on Twitter yesterday, I just, you know, in my weird ways, I'm sitting at home watching the game. I said, God, you know, Cleveland always gets these guys that, you know, a lot of them were unheralded. You know, I was just curious, where did they get him? Well, they got him in the 5th round in the 2000, I believe it was the
21
draft. Okay. So I said, oh, God, you know, this is not for, you know, the Tigers should have. I'm just curious because in that – in baseball draft, and in particular, once you get after the first round, you can't sit there and say, oh, they should have taken this guy because nobody knows anything. But it's coincidence that in 2021 MLB draft, both the Tigers and Guardians selected a pitcher named Tanner in the 5th round.
Just the wrong one.
Yeah, Cleveland took, you know, Tanner Bibee with pick 156 out of Cal State Fullerton. The Tigers... with pick 135, selected Notre Dame pitcher Tanner Kolap, who I believe is still in the Tigers' farm system.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he'll make it. Maybe he won't.
But wasn't the 21 draft class, wasn't that Jackson Jobe?
Might have been.
I believe it was Jackson Jobe. So, I mean, seems like they did okay.
Oh, I know. Although there were still some people who believe they – Should have taken Marcello Meyer, the shortstop that the Red Sox took, who's going to be great.
Jackson Job, eight starts.
Yeah, I know. He's been good. He's been good. Yes, they haven't lost a game he started. Yep. So, pretty impressive. All right. Urban Meyer, who most people around here, unless you are a Ohio State Buckeye fan, is not exactly a popular person around here with good reason. He does a nice job on television. I think he's very immature that he refuses to say Michigan, calls them the Wolverines, but whatever. A lot of older people do immature things.
Yes, we do. Yes. On the heels of news.
Yes. Exactly. So he was on a podcast down in Gainesville area, where, of course, he was the coach at Florida before he, oh, I don't know, I think I'll leave now and figure out why and all that wonderful stuff and then go to Ohio State. Anyway, it's called the Another Duly Noted Podcast, D-O-O-L-E-Y. And they were talking about how even the guy down there, the Duly dude, is noticing that the Big Ten is right up there with the SEC. So do you think that the top half of the Big Ten is better than the top half of the SEC? 248-539-9797. By the way, Shelley's his wife. So, yeah, when he came up here, he deserves credit or the reason why all of a sudden the Big Ten, and it wasn't all of a sudden, he was started it. They started recruiting more speedier players from other parts of the country.
He changed the style of play in the Big Ten.
Yes.
There's no question about it.
The tempo, the up. Yeah. Yes. The 3 yards in a cloud of dust, whatever.
And you look at just the way that they're recruited. And I don't know what the numbers are for the Ohio State, but I know for Michigan, it used to be more than half of your players were from the state of Michigan. And three quarters, if not more, were from that recruiting footprint. Now, you mentioned it. Ohio State, Michigan, they've always been able to recruit across the country. But in large part, it was Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Those were the hotbeds of recruiting for those schools. Mm-hmm. Now you look at their rosters, and you're not even close to half of the roster being from the state of Michigan.
No.
You might be lucky if you get half the roster that is from that footprint. There's so many guys that are coming now from California, from Texas, from
Louisiana,
Florida,
Mississippi. I mean,
Louisiana.
That's where the best players, especially skill possession players, seem to be from more of the.
A high percentage
South.
Of them, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, there's no question.
And I will, not to digress here, but it's always interesting. It's always one of my great what-ifs in college football. Everybody looks at the, what if Saban would have stayed in Miami or Rich Rod would have taken the Alabama job when he was offered.
Or if Saban would have stayed at Michigan State.
Yeah, but my biggest one is what if Ohio State tattoo gate never happened? Because really, when you look back at now and selling pants, who gives a rat's ass? But that's where Tressel, who was obviously very freaking successful with some national champs, what if he was still there and didn't have to lose his job? Urban, where would he have gone? Would he have gone to Notre Dame at that time? Would he have, around that time, Michigan would have been a team that he'd be interested in.
Yes, coming out of the Rich Rod and Hoke eras.
Yeah, well, it was probably in between there when he actually started. I think when he got to Ohio State, I think Hoke was the coach, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but I'm talking about that's the era that they were coming out
Correct.
Of.
Correct. I mean, can you imagine if he would have gone there? It would have been a little different.
Sure. It may have been different. Maybe it took a little bit longer. But I think it just like he mentions, how is the SEC going to respond? And it's the schools like, obviously, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, how are those top programs in the SEC that have traditionally been the top programs going to respond to, the Big Ten now having two, back-to-back national titles? It's you look back at the Big Ten, and eventually the Big Ten would have had to, get their butts in motion and eventually start recruiting like they're recruiting now.
Right.
And so I think it may have taken longer. That was the impetus was Urban Meyer going to Ohio State.
Yes.
The way that he recruited, the way that he coached, the offense that he called, all of that stuff changed it. That was the start of it. But I think the Big Ten would have had to have eventually gotten there.
So, you look at the right now, Ohio at the top of the Big Ten going into this season is Ohio State and Penn State, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Oregon. I don't think Michigan's at the top of the Big Ten this year.
No.
As far as the SEC, Texas, probably Georgia, right?
Yeah, Texas, year. Georgia for sure.
Alabama, probably. Texas A&M is going to be, I think, really, really good.
There,
and LSU's coming back with a, you know.
Nussmeier's a fifth-year quarterback.
Yeah.
And so it will be interesting to see because Tennessee finished third, but obviously they no longer have their quarterback.
Who I know, they traded him for UCLA's quarterback.
Yes. That's it's funny because how things end up working out. But I do think if you look and you say, okay, Texas, national title contender. Georgia, national title contender. Do they have any other teams? And maybe you would put LSU in that could be, depending on how Nussmeier, you know, does and the other talent that they have at LSU. I don't think Tennessee is. I don't think Alabama this year is. South Carolina, Texas A&M, Ole Miss.
South Carolina played really well towards the end of the year.
They did.
And Ole Miss, who knows? Maybe this is the year. Maybe he actually gets some defense.
So I think you have two legitimate title contenders. And then if you look at the Big Ten, I think you've got, I mean, again, who knows? Dan Lanning is a hell of a coach. Like him or not like him. Same thing with Penn State.
Oh, yeah, James Franklin.
Yeah, is like him or not like him. I think they are the front runners to win the Big Ten, should be the front runners to win the Big Ten. With Drew Lar coming back for his senior season, they got a couple of really talented running backs. They've always been able to recruit there. So I think the top end, and I didn't even mention Ohio State, Oregon. I think the top end of the Big Ten is currently better than the top end of the SEC. The SEC may have more depth.
Yeah, because even Vanderbilt, I think, is much better than, you know, whoever you would say would be the
Northwestern.
Worst. Northwestern. I mean, Rutgers. I mean, even though Rutgers, I don't know.
Purdue.
Yeah, Purdue's, man.
But new coach, we'll see. Who knows?
Exactly.
Michael Oxley at Maryland. This is a big year for him because they were one in the Big Ten.
Well, and he had that NFL job that he talked to about. Don't remember that. That was unbelievable.
No, I'm missing something.
Somebody interviewed him for an NFL job.
Oh, well, and I think that, okay, another rabbit hole. I think we are going to lose a lot of really good college coaches, maybe some of the best. And when some of them decide to retire, like a Kirby Smart,
because of the situation,
the landscape of college football, they all want to go to the NFL because it's at least you know what you can count on in the NFL. There's free agency, but there's contracts.
Right.
You don't have to recruit or sign your team to a brand new roster next year.
248-539-9797. Still ahead, 9 o'clock, over unders for said college football. And they came out with a new seeding way of doing the playoff yesterday. We'll talk about that coming up next. 97 on the ticket.
Hey, you guys, it's Heather. And in honor of Military Appreciation Month, Verizon thought of a lot of different ways they could show their appreciation, like rolling out the red carpet, giving you your own personal marching band, or throwing a bumping shindig. At Verizon, they're doing all of that in the form of a special military offer. That's why this month only, they're giving military and veteran families a $200 Verizon gift card and a phone on them with select trade-in and a new line on select unlimited plans. Think of it as their way of flying a squadron of jets overhead while launching fireworks. Now that's what I call a celebration, because Verizon is proud to serve you. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit to learn more. $200 Verizon gift card requires smartphone purchase, $799.99 or more with new line on eligible plan. Gift card sent within 8 weeks after receipt of claim. Phone offer requires $799.99 purchase with new smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or postpaid unlimited plus. Minimum plan $80 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months. Less $800 trade-in promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in must be from Apple, Google, or Samsung. Trade-in and additional terms apply.
They go on to win it 7-0. Flaherty pitched pretty well. Yeah. 6 2/3, just 3 hits. Did give up that home run. And that's been his little bugaboo so far this season. He has given up 11 home runs. But his last two starts have been pretty efficient. But, you know, no matter how good you pitch, if you're not going to score, yep. bases loaded, no outs, down 3-0.
Hard to win those 0-0 games.
And KKK, Chad Smith, kudos to him. Jackson Jobe on the Hill tonight, right here on 97.1 The Ticket. Meanwhile, Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL, Florida in Raleigh, blowing out the Hurricanes 5-0. They have a 2-0 lead in that series. They've won 6 of their last 7 games, outscoring their opponents 29-10. And game 2 of the Western Conference Finals of the NBA, Oklahoma City 115, Minnesota 103, SGA 38 points. Jalen Williams at 26, and by the way, Chet Holmgren 22. Anthony Edwards played much better at 32, but couldn't do it alone. Game 2 tonight in Madison Square Garden of the Pacers and the Knicks, and of course, Edmonton and Dallas, game 2 of that series as well. Well, we have some college football playoff.
We do.
News that came out yesterday.
It's official. There is going to be a change in the second year of the 12-team format before it sounds like they go to 16 teams next year. So we'll have a whole new set of problems to talk about next year. We could touch on that. Maybe we'll touch on that Monday. But it's going to be straight seeding. And that means just because you win your conference doesn't mean you get a bye in the first round of the college football playoffs. The top four teams will still get a bye, but those will be the top four teams as ranked per the college football playoff committee. The five conference champions, the highest rated five conference champions, will get an automatic bid to that 12-team playoff, and it will most likely be the four power four, and then the top ranked group of five team will get an automatic bid to the playoffs, just not an automatic seed.
Right.
So that's the big change. They will be ranked 1 through 12. Teams 1 through 4 will get a bye. Everyone else will be playing. The highest ranked teams will get the home game in that first round of the college football playoffs.
So if it was in effect last year, the byes would have gone to Oregon, would have still been the 1 seed, Georgia the 2, Texas the 3, Penn State the 4. They would have had byes. Penn State would have played the winner of Clemson Notre Dame, which would be a 5-12. The 8-9 matchup would have been Indiana and Boise State, winner to play Oregon. The 6-11 would have been Ohio State Arizona State, winner to play Texas. And the 7-10 game would have been SMU Tennessee, the winner to play Georgia.
Yeah.
Now, would Ohio State still have won? Who knows? I mean, they would have had to beat Texas, which, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it would they have won?
They did.
Yeah. They probably still would have won the national title. They were playing really good football in the college football playoffs. And we already heard Urban Meyer talk about he's one of the greatest teams he's ever seen. I think they still would have won. But you might have had some better matchups. You may have had some teams that would have won in that first round of playoffs versus losing in the first time that they had a chance to play.
Correct.
I think it makes all the sense in the world. The one caveat for college football will always be because SEC plays a different schedule, Big Ten plays a different schedule, Big 12, ACC, I mean, all the schools are playing different schedules, is you can't just simply go by record like they do in the NFL. So it's still going to have it's still going to be controlled by the college football playoff committee and how they're ranked. Now, I don't know how much argument there will be for who should be one, who should be two, but I think there probably will be arguments about who should be 3, 4, 5, 6. And maybe it's going to be very clear cut this year. It never seems to be whenever you're talking about a team that gets a bye versus a team that doesn't get a bye.
So this year, let's say, like I said, the way it were, would there have been a major argument between Notre Dame fans thinking that they should have been seated ahead of Penn State? Penn State had one loss to Ohio State, am I correct? Penn State only had one loss, right, to Ohio State?
That's correct,
and yes. Notre Dame only had one loss, but it was Northern Illinois.
Right, but they ended up losing in the Big Ten championship game.
Right, so they would have had two losses
going into the college football playoff.
Correct, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Notre Dame fans could have made an argument. You know, our loss was to Northern Illinois, but we showed the rest of the way that we were pretty damn good.
Yes, that would have been the, you know, the one caveat is that Northern Illinois loss.
Right.
So it's, I mean, yeah, there's,
you're going to get arguments no matter what.
Right. And that's the, that's part of the nuance of college football is you're always going to have those debates at the end of the year when it, when you're talking about rankings versus just slotting because of record.
Let's go to Ryan. You're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning. Just giving you guys a call. I wanted to talk about what the reason is that Ohio State is, you know, and I get this. These are all preseason rankings, but kind of favored to win the Big Ten. Or you look at the Vegas odds, Texas and Ohio State at the top, and you got Michigan all the way down, +3,200 at the 11th best odds to win. You know, I just feel like Ohio State has lost a lot. They have a unproven quarterback in my mind coming back, and I think Michigan's going to have the best running back room in the country, or top five, a top five defense. Obviously, they have a true freshman that's probably going to be starting in a lot of unknowns. But what's the reason here? Because they, to me, I mean, I think they have a tough schedule. They're going to open up against Texas. They're not going to beat Michigan. Yeah, well, we all know that.
Well, we don't all know that. We don't know all know that.
We can make that assumption.
Right.
But if,
based on 4 years. Okay?
Yeah, and it sounds like you're comparing them to Michigan, where you should be comparing Ohio State to
Penn State,
probably number one. I think Penn State, going into the season, should be the favorite to win the Big Ten. But to talk about Michigan, rookie quarterback, an unproven offensive line, unproven wide receiver core. They may have a lot of talent in the backfield, but you need a lot around to make that productive.
And arguably, yes, they are. They will be starting a young quarterback just like Michigan probably
Oregon.
Will. But they do have Ohio State, arguably the best player in the country on offense. With Jeremiah Smith.
Yeah.
And you could argue that Caleb Downs is the best defensive player in the country, too.
You could make that argument. Yeah. And even if you lose that argument, you're talking about top two or three.
Yes. All right. We have some college football overs and unders coming up next. But first, here's Luke.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds! Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.